This is what you can usually expect from a 4-H livestock show, but this year they'll sound more like this. A typical 4-H livestock show happens at the county fair, where the kids are able to present their animals live in front of judges. But this year is anything but typical. And like every organization, 4-H has had to adjust how they do things.
We're hoping to not miss a beat.
That's Margaret Larson. She's the county director for the University of Illinois Extension for Joe Davies, Stevenson, and Winnebago counties. She says the shows are an important part of 4-H because they give kids an opportunity to present the projects they've been working on in front of an audience and get feedback from judges. In order to keep doing that during the pandemic, the shows have all shifted to a virtual format.
We feel very fortunate that we're able to offer the 4-H community a chance to continue with their project work and to show their project and be judged. And it's a very positive way for the 4-H members to get feedback and continue to grow.
Becky Gokin is program coordinator for Joe Davies, Stevenson, and Winnebago counties. She says kids in 4-H have been working on their projects all year. Typically, presentations happen in the summer and they're live. But this year, they have to be submitted through an online platform.
4-H decided that these kids have had enough disappointments. So many things have been taken from them. So many things have been canceled. But 4-H wanted to keep going on and show these kids and their families the support system is still there for them. The work they have done is still going to be appreciated and shown just in a different format.
And that different format means some significant changes to how the projects are presented.
So the livestock shows are muted because they are not supposed to be speaking so that they're not influencing the judge by having somebody in the background talking about what a wonderful steer this was.
Other projects, of course, need sound, like this winning public speaking entry by Michelle Mark. She's performing an excerpt from I Am Not a Bully by Ken Bradbury.
Being taunted and excluded by peers happen too often. Perhaps you know someone who has been bullied. Maybe you are that person. Or maybe you've just stood by and observed the bully.
Others have not translated quite as easily to an online experience.
I would say probably the most challenging show would probably be the cooking, just because our judges cannot taste the food this year. So what they have done is for the cooking, they have to have specialized photographs. And then the recipe and things. And then they would also fill out a one-page project report.
A project report supplements questions the judges would ask during a live presentation. This year, the judges are working from home. Larson says 4-H is still figuring out exactly how, but that projects will be available for public viewing. And the kids and families involved have been thankful for the work they've put in so far to keep things going. One local 4-H club even had a new family join.
I guess when the pandemic happened, they decided, you know, they need their kids to be a part of something. And they just felt that during this time, that was going to be really important.
So while things might look a little different this year, 4-H is making it work. You might not be able to hear the livestock this year, but the kids in 4-H still get to participate, learn, and present the fruits of their labor. I'm Claire Buchanan.